Anyway, let's take the first call, if it's there, on 3402112.
Right, you're live on the radio. Who are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, this is Andy, can you hear me?
I can't hear you all that well. Can you speak up?
This is Andy, can you hear me?
Just about.
Yeah, I'd like to make a dedication to the American lady. Dolores, was it, from somewhere in the States? I'd like to say, can you put me in touch with her?
Well, the American lady?
Yeah, Dolores?
Was it Dolores?
Illinois.
In Illinois. I think you could probably get in touch with her by going into the other room.
Really?
Yeah, I would not be surprised if she's in the same place as you.
You know, if the States are that close, you know.
That's it, that's the way life is.
Anyway, my regards to Kevin of Kilburn. Speak to you later, thank you.
Great stuff.
I don't know what that was about.
I'm not too sure either.
We did have a very bad line. Apologies for the dropouts right there. I had to quickly adjust something because we've got a very, very bad line here.
Well, why don't you play some music and we'll try and perfect the line.
Okay, right. I'll play some music. I'll fade you out. If you keep phoning up on that telephone number, 3402112, as soon as we've got everything sorted out, we'll put you on the air. We are having one or two problems. I mean, it's clear enough, but the line is letting us down somewhat, so...
You're live on the radio. Who are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Charles?
You are?
Is that Charles?
Charles who?
Charles Benson.
No, this is not Charles Benson. Who are you?
You mean you're not Benson's the best as you can do tailors, like?
I beg your pardon?
The what?
Benson, best as you can do tailors, you know, make as best as suits, you know, it's as best as we can do.
I don't think many people would be making suits this time of night somehow.
Oh, you'd be surprised, I tell you.
How do you know what I said? How can you hear me?
It's trouble.
If you weren't listening to the radio, you wouldn't be able to hear me, so...
That's true.
So you've given yourself away. Are you going to be sensible now?
Oh, hi, certainly, sir.
Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to all my friends in Kilburn. This is... Kevin from Kilburn.
Okay,
Jimmy.
I think your phone lines are fixed because how come I keep getting through, Jimmy?
What? How can you what?
How come I keep getting through to your wonderful radio station?
Because you're very clever, obviously. You're very clever at using the dial quickly.
These modern electronics, you know what it is, kid?
Anyway, you're going to go so we can take a sensible call.
Great time. Bye.
Interesting.
The calls have been very silly so far tonight.
Yes.
If anyone's got anything sensible to say, please come through, otherwise we'll...
Well, what sort of sensible things are you looking for?
Tarquin Vintim Limbim Limbim Bus Stop Fatang Fatang Ole Biscuit Barrel.
If any prospective Member of Parliament is listening and would like to ring up, presuming that they are a member of the Silly Party or the Raving Loony Monster Dewberry Party, would they please ring up?
Yes. If David Such is listening. any more callers?
You're live on the radio. Who are you?
This is David of Harrow.
Hello, David of Harrow.
I think that as a member of the party, you should be doing a little bit more for the party if you wish to save this country at the next election. Thank you, and good night.
Well, I've got a feeling that was the same person as before.
I think he's being clever. He keeps waiting till the line is spot-on free, and then he rings up again.
Yes, well, you're not allowed to phone up twice. If you phone up twice, you'll be cut off immediately. So
if you phone up twice, we'll find out where you are, and we'll throw a brick through your window.
Well, we've got a phone tracer, you see.
No, what we've got... Every time someone switches on their radio, our transmitter has to use more power to get out, and so we can tell who's listening. And I've got the device here, which is telling me. Right. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yes, if you'd like to phone us up, 3402112 is the telephone number. I'll give that a plug, because we want some sensible callers to jam out this person that keeps phoning up to prove that he can keep getting through, OK? So 3402112, all dial at once, please.
You're live on the air. Who are you?
Oh, this is Peter.
Hello, Peter.
I would like to say that your view about not giving guns or toy guns to children... It's a little bit the ostrich thing of sticking its head in the sand and hoping that the problem will go away. I mean, as all we know, that if you don't give the children what they want and tell them, you can't do that, they go right ahead and do it, even the more.
What, you mean they'd go out to the shops themselves and buy their own toy guns?
What I mean. If you're laying a wet concrete path and you say, don't go on there, they'll always do it. But if you ignored it, they wouldn't do it.
Well, I'm talking... I'm talking about, you know, very young children, sort of 2, 3, 4, 5, when they have these little toy guns that they squirt at people with water pistols and things like that. And they, I mean, if they weren't given them by their parents, they wouldn't know that they existed. I suppose that they would find out eventually. But what I'm saying is that it's a bad thing that it started in the first place, about this this idea of giving toy weapons to children.
I think that's a very naive viewpoint in this modern day and age. You know, I mean, you're trying to shield reality from the youth. What are you trying to do?
Well, I suppose I'm being idealistic, but...
Well, unfortunately, this planet doesn't run on ideals, does it? It runs on hard facts, and life is hard sometimes.
Yeah, but don't you feel that the reality that exists, that we would be trying to shield from the children, is a reality brought about by people not shielding children from that kind of thing?
No, I don't think it's brought about by not shielding children from that point of thing. I think that it's brought about by just the general ongoing progression of mankind and humanity. And it's gone so fast and so far ahead that people can't cope with it. And unfortunately, some people resort to their animal instincts because they can't cope with technology. And unfortunately, their animal instincts tend to go towards mugging and violence and things like that, because that's their only answer.
I would tend to think that the problem is one of communication. I think people do not communicate anymore.
That's true.
I think parents do not sit down and talk to their children.
Anyway. I think they just give them these guns and things just to fob them off, just to keep them occupied, to sort of fob them off while they're...
Hello? Do you remember, like, when you were a kid and you heard your parents talking in the same way as we're talking now? I mean, is there really a problem, or are we really blowing it out of proportion?
Do you think that by giving the children these specifically what we're talking about, these guns and toy weapons, do you think that... that in some ways satiates their need for them in that they can have them when they're young and then don't want them anymore. Is that your viewpoint or what? Tell me what your viewpoint is about how they affect the child in its later stages of life.
Well, normally if you give in to a child, you either make him spoiled or you make him go off what they wanted, so they lose interest. So one way or the other, you know, goes away from the actual subject.
Mm-hmm.
But if you then shield them from it, you're putting up a false wall around it, which sometime or later in their life they're going to have to break out of. And that is what I believe causes a lot of nervous breakdowns.
No, well surely the thing to do with children and guns, for example, is to not give them guns and explain why. If a child has it explained to him in the first place, you say, right, well, we're not going to give you a gun because playing with guns is stupid, is dangerous, and is not the way to go about thinking about life. You shouldn't think about sort of killing people in life. You should think about doing nice things. And if you explain to the kid that, all right, a lot of other people have got guns, but you don't need one, and if the kid hopefully listens to you and can communicate back to you, and it's all down to what I said originally, the problem of communication. If between, you know, you and the child, you can sort it out, they would agree with you that they shouldn't be given a gun.
Well, the terrible thing in that situation is that if you were to treat a child like that, it would probably end up growing up to be a wet amongst the people around him. So, I mean...
Do either of you two have children?
No.
No?
Neither of you have children?
No.
That's a very good sort of argument to put up from not having children. But I'd also like to say I have none either. I like them personally, lightly boiled, you know. But, I mean, that's about as far as I would go.
I prefer them on toast.
Pardon?
Nothing.
I'm not going to comment.
No, you see, I think my childhood, I had guns and everything, but I knew what they were. And I one of the big things that I had in my childhood, which I think... the modern-day child doesn't have, is communication. Communication with your parents.
That's right. But then again, if you sort of try and shield the children from the guns...
No, it's not
Hang on, no, you said that it was a nasty, awful weapon, and, you know, leave it, you know. That is misleading, because guns in the proper hands are not a nasty weapon. They are something that you can gain a lot of skill from by...
Yeah, any weapon, by definition, is nasty.
Well, that is your opinion of it, but that is not the case. A weapon can be perfectly safe in the right hands with the right tuition and can be a perfectly safe, pleasurable pursuit of target shooting, paper punching, as they call it.
Yeah, all right, target shooting.
Or self-defence, I suppose, but...
Well, self-defence, I don't think that really comes into it, because I wouldn't kill a man, and I'm a shooter. And I wouldn't kill a man. I'd shoot holes in paper.
I suppose
it depends. I mean, if
it's a moral issue. If you're not confronted with it, if you're going to shy away from guns, you're not going to confront the issue of the reality of guns. And the reality is that they are not dangerous weapons if you're disciplined enough to control them. If you're not, then you shouldn't have the power to be able to get one.
Well, I half agree with you. And, I mean, it's a bit like sort of people blame money for being the evil of the world. Oh. When in fact it's not the money, it's the people who are actually controlling the money that is the problem, or people's lack of control. So I would tend to agree with you that with a gun, it's not the actual weapon itself.
Hey, next you're going to be telling me that the dole queue is a factor of government.
I wouldn't tell you a thing like that.
No, because it's not, is it? It's a factor of world recession.
Hey, well, we've jumped.
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's a factor of life, and also I would put forward a statement. Who's that person sneezing?
I'm sorry,
bless you.
Nobody having a
bless you. However many times.
Be quiet.
listen. To spread the good word. Who do you really want to see in for the good of this country at this general election on June the 9th?
That is a dodgy thing to ask.
Yeah, I don't think we better stay away from that.
All right, we'll avoid politics and religion.
Tell her to be quiet, unless she's going to talk up loudly.
Okay.
If she wants to join in, tell her to talk into the microphone, because otherwise
we put her on if she wants to say something. She seems to have views.
Well, maybe in a moment. I just thought I'd let you know that Kevin of Kilburn can actually have a reasonable conversation if so required.
Yeah. All right, so be it, but you've still got someone in the background making a noise.
That's right, yeah.
But what would you do then?
Oh,
good God.
Sorry. Go on, carry on.
What would you do to appease the violent nature that is coming out of modern-day children?
Well, I think the whole concept is gradually going to be diminishing. The level of population has been diminishing over the last few years. The number in schools is going down. Eventually, the problem is going to sort of slightly dissipate.
What do you mean everyone will shoot each other?
Sorry?
What do you mean everyone will shoot each other?
Well, in certain cases, that wouldn't be a bad idea, but then again, you know, that's against the law, unfortunately.
Yes. It's...
And it's also a moral issue which I couldn't deviate from.
Hmm. Well, fair enough.
Well, anyway,
didn't really answer the question.
I think we're probably getting a bit boring to the other listeners now, so I'll pass you back to your phone lines. And next caller, please. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much. Doing Chris's job there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, caller. That's you know, it's very interesting. It's nice that we get viewpoints, even if they're slightly different from our own. That doesn't make any difference, of course.